Hi, my name is Alan Hebert. This is my wife, Danae. We'd like to welcome you to the 2024 Lenten Family Companion. It's the first time we've done this. We thought that it would be a great idea for us to assist families with entering into one of the two seasons of preparation within the church. And how appropriate to start with Lent. So, this Lent is an opportunity for you parents to lead your families towards greater holiness and to form saints. And really, that's a task that we always have before us as we as parents. I mean, our main people we're supposed to evangelize are our children. And the church gives us seasons to help us. So we have ordinary time, we have Lent, we have Easter, we have an ordinary time again, and then we have Advent, finishing up with Christmas. So the time of Lent is really a time for us, kind of like in our normal lives. I mean, you think about your own prayer life, right? Your own walk with the Lord. Do you have peaks and valleys to that? Do you have times where you kind of get in a rut and then you go on retreat and you realize, ah, oh, I was in a rut. I need to change that. I need to refocus myself. Maybe you've done that as a couple. Maybe you've been on a marriage encounter. Maybe you've been on even a retrovi, right? Those are opportunities that within our own lives or in our own marriages where we might press the reset button. Well, families are a little more complex, right? As an individual, you can press the reset button without consulting anybody. As a couple, you have to consult someone else. And you have to together work to maybe adjust things to better your marriage. And as a family, depending on how large your family is, that's a much harder boat to change course with. But that's what we're called to do at times. I know in our own family life, I wrote an article many years ago about how we had three or four kids, maybe five, and I was coaching soccer and we were pretty busy. And I had a job change where it took me out on a, it was going to be a 2 week trip out of town to visit our corporate headquarters. And we talked about it and decided as a family, this was at around spring break 1 year. And we were already homeschooling our children. So we actually had the opportunity to have the whole family go. We bought an RV, a cheap one, and we drove out. All the way across the country, we went from Texas out to California. And we did it as a family. We told our kids, you can bring what will fit in this small RV. This was not a big RV, it was a fairly small Class C. It had enough beds for everybody, but it had a minimal amount of storage space. You couldn't bring enough clothes for 4 weeks. You couldn't bring enough toys that the kids had. You had to be very selective about what you took. So I call it the RV retreat. Because everybody, to the age that they were, kind of had to choose what was most important to them and then go with it. Now, kind of the moral of this story is that our I think it was ended up being 6 weeks on the road. And it wasn't all work. We drove, I took a Friday off, a Monday off. So we had long weekends. I probably took 1 week off during that whole time where we went to visit the Grand Canyon, right? A few things like that. But when we were on our final leg home, I kind of jokingly said to the kids, "Are you ready to go on another week? Do you want us to extend our trip for another week?" And they said, "Yes." I'm like, "What?" We were so busy. They had soccer, they had friends, they had all these things back at home. But when they hit the reset button, or we hit the reset button as parents, they kind of embraced it with us. And they liked the reset. They liked starting over almost in business. There used to be this thing called zero-based budgeting. Don't assume that what you're spending all the time has to be spent all the time. There's sometimes where you say, let's just wipe the slate clean and let's see what we really should be doing. Now, within the context of the church gives us those opportunities, like I said, at Lent and at Advent. During Lent, our focus is on journeying with the Lord closer to Him by meditating upon how much He loves us. He loves us so much that He would suffer and die to save us from our sins. At Advent, we see that God loves us so much that he would send his son into the world to become one of us. Both are beautiful seasons where we meditate upon different aspects of God's love. So during Lent, right? Lent's a time where things should be different in our family. It should not be the same life that we live the other parts of the year. We should look at, maybe not do a zero-based budgeting or do an RV retreat, but we should look at, what is our family rhythm? Are there things that maybe we should let go so that we can add in things that help us to more easily enter into the Lenten season? Things like the church gives us Stations of the Cross, perhaps going to an adoration chapel and spending an hour or 30 minutes or 15 minutes as a family in front of the Lord. Maybe it's things you don't do today that maybe you've always wanted to. Take a look at your schedule, figure out what you can let go, kind of like, that sounds very Lenten, right? We're going to give something up so that we can fill it with something else that is more appropriate to this season. So that is the challenge, this kickoff, right? This project we're doing, right? The Family Lenten Companion. It's not meant to add anything extra to your plate, your already busy plate as families. But it is to, I guess, propose that maybe you make some adjustments and turn towards doing a family scripture study, a study of the scriptures for some important masses during the Lenten season. I started out with Ash Wednesday. That's coming up in a few days, Ash Valentine's Day, right? And I've used a program that our family has used for a while, where sometimes we would do it on the drive to church. I don't recommend that necessarily. We had about a 15-minute drive back then, so it worked. But find some time where you can sit down as a family and read the scriptures for the next Sunday, or in this case, Ash Wednesday. I've actually got two reflections out on our webpage already. We've got one for Ash Wednesday and one for the first Sunday of Lent. And you might choose to say, I'm just going to read the gospel, and we're going to talk about the gospel. What I've done is I use my own method, and I chose, it was the first reading in Ash Wednesday, and I think even in the first Sunday of Lent, I chose the first reading, but I tied it in with some passages in each of the other readings. And I gave you parents some ideas on how that would look. It's just a proposal. You can choose to use the words that I've written, or you can choose to make up your own. The important thing is that you're reading scripture, you're meditating on it, and you're teaching your children. And even that 5, 10, 15 minutes of time you set aside will bear so much fruit in your family. So with that, let me go ahead and share my screen and show you what the website looks like in case you haven't gone and looked around it. So I'm just going to go ahead and share this. If I can find my share button. There it is. All right. So right here we have the Family Lenten Companion. This is what you get when you go to yourholyfamily.org/2024-Lent. And it takes you out here to the Family Lenten Companion. We have a small overview, shows the dates and when we're going to be doing the Zoom sessions. You do need to register for the Zoom sessions ahead of time. So if you're passing this on to friends, just make sure they know they need to register first. It's not just a link. It's to prevent people from joining that shouldn't be joining. We're going to make them at least register. We have all the calls like this one are going to be recorded and then published out here under this link. And then we have all the Sunday reflections here. So the place you would go to is you would click on Sunday reflections. And the last one will be first. So the first one that I published is Ash Wednesday. That's right here. The book of Joel is what I focused in on. If I click on this link here, it takes me to the page. And we have a family activity that we propose for your family to do for, in this case, it would just be a few days from Ash Wednesday to the first Sunday of Lent. And for example, in this one, we propose that you look at your calendar and figure out how you're going to schedule maybe a confession as a family, maybe some adoration time, and then hopefully Stations of the Cross each week. Whether you do that at your parish or you recite them at home, or you you go on a hike and you read them, or you have your kids act them out. We did that once. That was a lot of fun. Whatever it is, make Lent, Lent. Do something different. Change up your schedule a little bit so that in the rhythm of the church, you'll know that this season is different than ordinary time. And we also propose a weekly virtue. Now, these we found to be very effective. We did this in our 33-day family consecration. It was a Marian consecration over 33 days. Every week we had a virtue that you worked on. Like one was the adoration of God. The other one was, we had five different ones. You remember some of the others? Memorizing a Bible, scripture. Passage. So we're making this one Lenten. So this one is, the virtue you're going to work on is to sacrifice something, but don't tell anyone. And that may be harder because the readings today are in Ash Wednesday is don't go telling everybody you're fasting. So if you're going to do something for someone else, keep it a secret. Don't expect anyone to even notice. Just do it because your Father in heaven sees your heart. All right. And then we have the family reflection here. So again, I chose the first reading. I thought the prophet Joel, it's not read very often. It's not included in the mass all that often, but it is every Ash Wednesday it is. And I give a short reflection with some questions and some additional resources that you might want to read as parents. And then I picked out a passage from each of the other ones that really, to me, tied in with the theme. So up here at the top, you'll see that I said, for the readings today, we will be reflecting on the first reading and the theme of returning to the Lord. And you'll see that that theme of returning to the Lord is throughout the entire set of scriptures. And see, there it is. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And I asked some more questions there. So that's the essence of the companion that we have. Each week, I will post the reflection for the following Sunday. So you'll have all week to find some time to actually sit down as a family and do this scripture study together. I would propose that you put it on your calendar. If you don't put it on your calendar, it probably won't happen. Preview to your kids. Kids, we're going to do this at this time for this long on this day, right? And we're going to do it in this room, right? Set everything up so that you leave as little to chance as possible. If you don't find the time, the duration, and the location, you probably won't do it. So remember those three things. Find a time, a date, time and date. Find a location, and then set a duration. We're going to do this for 10 minutes. And if you get longer than that, that's great. But set the expectation. Let your family know about it so that they're ready. And if you get some resistance, sometimes as parents, you just have to say, this is what we're going to do. This is Lent. It's a different time of the year. And we're going to do this as a family. And trust that if you pray, and you should be praying, pray to God and say, Lord, I don't know how to make this happen, but you do. And I ask for your help in setting up my family for success, for I know you love my children more than I do, and that you want us to be holy as a family. And there's nothing that brings your family closer to the Lord than studying scripture together. And if you have any questions, go ahead and contact us through our website. We reply back very quickly. I've got my cell number on there. You can text me. I'll text you back with any answers to questions you may have. You have anything to add, my dear? All right. Well, God bless you and have a great Lent.